Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio. You are not tethered to your car radio. Take us with you. Pop in your AirPods, your earbuds, whatever you're using. Boom, we're right there. This is Keyshawn J. Willimax coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. And speaking of perfection, Jeremy Fowler, the man himself, ESPN senior NFL insider with us. Good morning, Jeremy.
What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, Fowl?
Key, how you doing?
Good, man.
See, that welcome back had to be for you because it's not like Odell used to be on the Ravens. So welcome back is in honor of you being here in studio, I assume.
That's right. It feels good to get a little mace in the morning.
A little bit.
Mace throwback joint. Yeah, I'll take it.
See, Jeremy has dropped bars on this very show.
Jeremy's getting it done. Now that the Ravens have seemingly got OBJ done, what other options are out there for the Jets in this situation? And why did he ultimately choose the Ravens?
Well, with the Jets, they're actually in a good spot, Key. I don't see them as a team that's desperate. Like, they wanted Odell Beckham. There's mutual interest, but they weren't going to pay that. It was $15 million guaranteed. I got to give credit to Odell Beckham and his agent, Zeke Sandu, for getting that contract. A lot of teams I talked to did not expect that. They thought he would be in that $8 million range with incentives to, like, 12. So if you're the Jets, you're saying, well, we're not going to do that. But they have enough receivers now for Aaron Rodgers to justify that. Garrett Wilson is going to be a number one receiver. Alan Lazard, Mecole Hardman. You still got Corey Davis. Like, they didn't need to panic. So, and with the Ravens, certainly this adds a layer to things because of the Lamar Jackson situation. I checked with somebody with the team. They said, hopefully it helps. You know, they really have been looking for quarterbacks now for the last 6 weeks, contingency plans in case Lamar's not ready to play or still wants the trade and all that goes down. But the options are pretty scarce, right? It's either Teddy Bridgewater, Carson Wentz, one of those type options in free agency, or you draft somebody, but the top four quarterbacks in the draft are probably going to be gone by the time they pick. And they only have five picks, so not enough ammunition to trade up, really. So, you know, unless they find a good developmental guy they like in the mid-rounds, it could be tough for them to get a quarterback.
They're
hoping, you know, hey, look, maybe he could – maybe Lamar will change his mind and come back and play in the franchise tag.
You're going to draft a quarterback who one day maybe is three quarters as good as Lamar Jackson is today?
Right.
Good luck with that. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter.
You can't draft a quarterback. Why would you do that? Why would you draft a guy and Lamar still out there unless you trade Lamar, then you have to draft a guy. But you're not going to draft a guy and have Lamar there because then Lamar, what if Lamar, you draft a guy – you move up, draft a guy, and one Lamar signs his franchise tag. Now you got it. What you gonna do? Go back and trade the guy? I mean, like, I don't think the Ravens want to go through all of that.
No, but at that point, it would just be Lamar on the 1 year, $32 million, and then he'd move on after that. But it'd be awkward, and Lamar's already frustrated. So yeah, it doesn't make sense. But they really don't know what he's gonna do. Like, it's sort of one of those things where you talk to people. Close to Lamar, you know, I talked to one person who's like, you know, I asked him, is he going to sit out the season and not play? And it's sort of, they don't really answer it, but it's told that, like, hey, Lamar has a lot of resolve in the situation. Like, he's principled on this. So it feels like all options are on the table. So if you're Baltimore, you have to have a contingency. And it looks like Tyler Huntley, even though he's played well for them, they're looking for another option. So the only reason it would make sense to draft a guy is if they could get a trade, pull off a trade with Indy, which has the fourth pick, or somebody where it gets them closer to the top, or they could get an Anthony Richardson or maybe get a Will Levis. That's where it would make sense.
If Hendon Hooker falls to them, right?
If you love Hendon Hooker, right. But he's done well in the process. There's been some first-round buzz on him. I would say most of the teams I talk to have him as a day-two player.
So, Jeremy Fowler, it seems to me there are a couple things here. Number one, if I'm Lamar, you know, when he got hit with a non-exclusive franchise tag, as Jay Will said on this show, that, you know, you could see that instead of, oh, they're disrespecting Lamar. No, they're saying, go set your market.
Yeah.
We don't want to pay you arbitrarily. We'll pay you according to the market. Now, if there's collusion going on because no one's even sniffing around, then they already know they have it in the bag. There is no market.
Right.
So if I'm Lamar and I'm coming and I have a a lower extremity that I rely on that hasn't been so good, right? I could take a little rest and not risk injury and say, oh, okay, watch this. You're telling me don't look at Deshaun Watson and I have no market? Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert are about to get done. That's going to be the market. That means I don't need an agent to tell me this. I'm not playing until those guys get their deal done unless I hear the number I want to hear. Right? Isn't that a likely scenario?
Are you doing that, though, to try to get that same guaranteed deal from the Ravens?
Yeah.
At all these guys?
Yes. I'm going to say, now, guys, you said Deshaun Watson's not the market. Fine. You said go set my market with other teams. Come on. There was collusion. If I'm Lamar. But Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts just stayed with their team. They re-upped. That's now the market, and that's what I'm looking for.
The logic makes sense. Here's where it gets a little complicated. And this is just based on polling a ton of people around the league for years about the quarterback position. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, unquestionably right now top 5 to 6 quarterbacks in the league in the eyes of the NFL. Lamar Jackson is not that. Great player, been a great
player.
Man,
they're stupid.
He hasn't been that.
And those people, Jeremy, are going to be fired. They're going to be fired. Whoever thinks that he's not one of them top quarterbacks, they're going to get fired.
I'm talking like top 5 to 6. Teams don't see him the way the media does. It's just the way it is. Now they see him as a top 10, top 11 quarterback.
And teams are stupid.
Yeah, but I agree, Key. If that's actually the case, they got to be out of their minds. But
they got to be out of their damn minds.
But Jeremy is describing the reality if that's
the
case.
No, I understand
what
Jeremy's describing.
He's a great player, but he's had injuries back-to-back years. The passing numbers have been uneven.
Jeremy, now we're going to get on the Lamar tangent now, right? Because I'm going to be an apologist, and I'm going to defend it to the end.
Yeah.
And it's not you. It's not you. It's the people that you're speaking to that I would call uninformed, fake executives that think they know what they're looking at. First of all, he didn't design the offense that Greg Roman designed.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for quarterback draws and sweeps. His talent allowed him to be able to do those things where Joe Burrow can't do that. But guess what Lamar can do? He can still throw the football. When you look at his MVP season and you look at after his MVP season, just look at his percentage of throwing the football and who he's throwing it to and the offense that he was put in. This is why it drives me crazy when I hear someone like you, and it's not you, you're just giving, as they say, don't kill a messenger, you're just sending the message. These individuals that make these decisions, that sit up and say, well, he's not a this and he's not a that, it's like he beats your head in every single time you play against him.
He's the best winning percentage, the fourth best winning percentage ever after 50 games.
Like, what the hell are you looking at?
The winning percentage is insane.
It's insane. He had a fourth quarter lead in every game he was in with no one else. I want to get back to Odell for a second, Key, because this is interesting to me, Jeremy. So this reminds me of Deshaun Watson in a way. Deshaun Watson, it looked like, did not want to go to Cleveland. He wanted to go to Atlanta. It passed on Cleveland. Cleveland said, oh, okay, how about this offer? We're going to blow everyone out of the water. Would you take that? He said, yeah, man, I can't turn that down. Right. Went to Cleveland. It seems to me maybe that's what happened to Odell here, right? Like maybe he was being steered toward the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, and then Baltimore said, wait a minute, how about this? Is that what happened, that Baltimore thinks we need Lamar Jackson, so we will pay whatever it takes to land Odell Beckham? Because in the end, we're $50 million apart on Lamar. We're like $5 million apart with Odell. That's kind of a good way to spend the money.
Well, what's the best way to get what you want? Leverage, right? And the Jets created leverage for Odell Beckham because he had that looming meeting on Monday. He was going to New York to meet with the Jets. That meeting is now off, obviously. So that spurred action a little bit with the Ravens. Now, the Ravens already had an offer on the table, according to our Adam Schefter, really, what was it, a week ago or so, that was already out there. So did they enhance it? I'm guessing so. I believe that's what happened. Just because
15 guaranteed.
Yeah, like, I don't know, that was the original offer, right? Like, they had to have countered. So that you need that other team in the mix to create leverage for yourself, and that's what he had.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL writer, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Speaking of the Jets, Jeremy, Joe Douglas seems to think that the deal is done with Aaron Rodgers, just a matter of time. Joe Douglas said basically he's going to be here, meaning in New York with the New York Jets. It's just a matter of time. Why would he say that when a deal's not done? Is it that it's a wink, wink, it's done, well, but it's not done?
Pretty much. That, to me, sounded like a GM who knows that no other team is bidding for Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, you know, that it's a one-man show and that this is getting done. I mean, it's hard to describe 100 different ways. It's just the feeling is that a lot of this has been in place and ready to go for a while. They've done a ton of legwork on this deal dating back to February. It's just there are some concessions that have to be made. I do believe how long Rodgers is set to play, and if he's going to play in 2024, if he's not going to play in 2024, how does that affect the draft compensation? I do believe that's part of this conversation, and they have to shake that out. And at least the draft can serve as an artificial deadline, unless the Packers say, hey, we don't even really like this draft. We like next year's draft better. Let's just get picks for later. And then they can wait till May or June and really drag this out. But I don't get the sense either side wants to do that.
No, you know, it'll happen for sure right before the draft, because that's what the Packers are looking for now. And I tried to tell everybody this from the beginning, yeah. Key, Jeremy. Everyone has the same amount of leverage. Therefore, no one has any real leverage. Maybe someone has marginally more. But the idea that the Packers have all the leverage, and Key's been talking about this, is nonsense. Once the superstar comes out and says, I want to play there, now no one else is in the bidding. You don't want a disgruntled guy to try to lead your team to the Super Bowl. You got to give up all that stuff. Yeah. So all the Packers know that. They know their hands are tied. You got to send them to the Jets. They're waiting for the Jets' best and final offer. And the Jets will make that best and final offer at the last minute. And the last minute is right before the draft, right?
And also,
there we go.
But also, next year's draft, like Jeremy said, maybe they say, you know what? We don't even want this year's stuff. Give us next year.
And you'll get a little more next year, right?
And the Jets are saying, no, that draft is going to be loaded. We don't want to give you all
the
next year.
No, no, Key, they'll give a little more next year, because this year you're not getting there first. That's out.
Right.
Because it's so high. Next year, maybe they could throw it. Maybe you get a first later, right?
Yes, but now the Packers need help, though. Keep in mind, they have no tight end. They could use a veteran receiver. If you're going to play Jordan Love, you got to get him some help. So at least doing it before this year's draft or on day one or day two gets you some relief for Jordan Love in a year that he's going to need to play well for them.
And they got some nice tight ends in this year's draft. They got some really good tight ends.
10 or 12 really good ones.
Considered really good ones. Tight end position. Yeah. Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL reporter. You can see him across such ESPN platforms as...
I know, this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, handsome host, blah, 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 blah.
Excellent. Key understands the whole thing.
Well done.
Thank you, Jeremy. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Will missing out on Odell be a blessing in disguise for the Jets? ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Free agent receiver Odell Beckham Jr. announced on Instagram that he is signing with the Baltimore Ravens.
A one-year deal said to include $15 million guaranteed.
If this was 4 years ago, that's great. In 2023, that just feels like you're aiming for the moon here with this signing. And makes me think that you don't think that you're going to get Lamar Jackson back.
It smells of desperation, especially when I look at how much money they gave him.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're going to get back into what I consider a bombshell from Jeremy Fowler in the previous segment, that based on his talking to executives throughout the league, Lamar Jackson is not considered – he's considered a fringy top 10 quarterback between 10 and 12. And that's why he's not getting paid. Key, I know we both have a lot to say about this, and we will. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, KJM, presented by Progressive Insurance. But First, Odell was supposed to visit the Jets today, Key. Let's say for a second, I know you're skeptical. Wait a minute, $15 million guaranteed? We'll see, right? And also, a guy can agree to a deal. It doesn't mean it's over until the ink is dry, right? It doesn't mean it's over. But let's say for a second it's real. He's going to the Ravens. Is that a blessing in disguise for the Jets not to have to spend all that money on a receiver?
No, it's not. It's not at all. Because if you're the New York Jets or any other team, you can't have enough OBJs. Like, Garrett Wilson is good. He's young. Alan Lazard is a proven player who's a solid guy in the National Football League, right? You got Corey Davis. You brought over Mecole Hardman, who will be a return guy, who's essentially replacing Elijah Moore and doing some of the things that he was able to do. But you're bringing in a veteran guy who's won a Super Bowl, who understands New York. If you were to do an OBJ, absolutely you're getting some, even if you already have some other pieces. I mean, you got to be four and five deep in the National Football League now. And out of the four or five deep, three of them dudes better be able to play, like really get down with the
win their matchup.
And win their matchup.
Yeah.
So if you can get OBJ, you go get OBJ.
Damn, and OBJ lined up against the second best corner on the other team.
Come on, man.
Good luck.
Think about in the history of the league sometimes. You talk about Chris Carter, Randy Moss, and Jake Reed. You just look at that. You think about that offense. You think about the greatest show on turf. And you think about Oz Hakeem, Ricky Pro, Isaac Bruce, and Torrey Holt. You think about them four dudes.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to start going into other systems throughout the years in the National Football League, but when you got top dogs, you can go eat.
It's a matchup situation.
It's
yeah.
a match, and man. Joe Jervicius, Keenan McCardale, and myself, we was going to tear you up and let our defense beat your head in, and then we was going to torch you on the offensive side. So you got to have three or four guys, man.
So what does this mean for Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, you see it right there on ESPN. What does OBJ signing with the Ravens mean for Aaron Rodgers? Look, the Jets have gone out and gotten Rodgers. Basically, you can't get everything you ask for, right? They got him most of what he asked
but
for.
But is it done yet, though, Max?
It'll be done. Listen, Key, you said it too. Everyone's got more or less the same. No one really's got leverage over anyone else. Not really. If it is, it's marginal.
No, I'm talking about OBJ. You said they went out and tried to get everything he asked for. You can't do everything. I'm like, but is it done?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? As you said, it's got to go. Where does it got to go now? The deal?
Because you know, all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers picks up the phone, and I don't know this. I'm just being a germ spreader. You all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers picks up the phone and say, Joe, what the hell? We need this guy. I want him. All right. Let me call his agent one more time. Key, you just don't know.
Key, now there's this explosive revelation from Jeremy Fowler. Listen to Jeremy Fowler on the show moments ago. ESPN senior NFL reporter here on KJM talking about how Lamar is viewed around the league by league executives. Listen to this.
And this is just based on polling a ton of people around the league for years about the quarterback position. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, unquestionably right now top 5 to 6 quarterbacks in the league in the eyes of the NFL. Lamar Jackson is not that. I'm talking like top 5 to 6. Teams don't see him the way the media does.
Wow. Like, Key, I get that some guys fit a certain mold, but if you, since you're 21 years old, are torching the league, right? You've won an MVP. Your winning percentage is the fourth highest in history through 50-plus games. Not top 5 or 6, but 10 or 12?
Man, you said it yourself. And I chuckle because, you know, it is crazy to me because
it's not Jeremy saying it. This is his taking the
Jeremy.
Pulse of executives around the league.
It's not Jeremy. It's just information that he's gathered throughout his great work, and he's just giving us what they're saying.
Yeah.
Half of them dudes going to be fired in a couple years, I promise you. They're going to be looking for jobs. And part of the reason is because of guys like Lamar that's getting them fired. Guys like Lamar get coaches and general managers fired all the time. All the time. In fact, A.J. Brown got that general manager fired the day after the Philadelphia Eagles torched Tennessee, okay? Because you didn't want to pay him the type of money he was looking for. You elected to trade him to Philly. He bounced all over their head. the GM was eventually fired. In terms of Lamar's situation, and I always point to stuff like this, Max, when a guy accounts for 4,000 plus total yards of offense and, I don't know, 45 touchdowns, you probably would take that all day long from the quarterback, right?
It depends. Is he tall? Does he have blonde hair? Does he go to church? And is it through the air, Key?
Right. If it's through the air and he's tall, blonde, go to
they
church.
They count it more. Don't you know that it counts for more points when it's a touchdown pass instead of running it in?
Yeah, which is really stupid on some of these people's part. But I'm speaking real knowledge and facts. If a guy gives you 3,200 yards in the air and another 1,200 on the ground and accounts for 40 touchdowns.
Same thing.
And you're winning. And then another guy gives you 4,200 yards in the air and 20 yards on the ground and 41 touchdowns. And both interception and touchdowns are down. And you're winning. What's the difference?
Key, I got one better for you. If he gives you 100 yards in the air and 100 yards in the ground, but you're winning, who cares? Lamar Jackson, look,
difference.
Strip it all away. Lamar Jackson almost never loses for a team that almost never wins when he's not playing.
Exactly.
Over the course of five seasons. What do you think, it's a mirage?
And on top of that, team executives, as speaking to Jeremy and giving Jeremy this little bit of a nugget, explosive information, as you would call it, what are you looking at and what are you watching? Are you watching the fact that Greg Roman, the former offensive coordinator, was fired because he could not expand the passing game? That he was very, very good at the running game. In fact, he was once Colin Kaepernick's offensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers. Sort of the same stuff. But he didn't evolve in the passing game. His knowledge of the passing game was obviously not enough to get Lamar to where he needed to be. So instead, we're going to line up Mark Andrews at the quarterback spot. We're going to put Lamar in the I formation and toss our franchise quarterback the football so he can run. It's mind-boggling. On top of that, you draft dudes like Rashad Bateman. You have guys like Hollywood Brown, but you don't try to utilize their skill set in the passing game. You want them to stock block all the time in the running game, and that's okay. But how do you expect for a quarterback in Lamar, or anybody else for that matter, to evolve as a passer if you don't utilize
that
it?
That is a great point, and Bateman's been hurt a lot.
Use your damn brain.
They're hoping that he's a number one. Maybe he's a two. Maybe he's a one, depending, but he hasn't been healthy. And Hollywood Brown, he's really more of a Z than an X, right? Like, he's fast, but he's not the overall do-everything number one guy. But, Key, the bottom line is this. Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, a lot of design runs there too. But they went out and they did something the Ravens never did. They went all in on an elite wideout to see eventually when they put the right pieces around, can this get him over the top? And it did for Josh Allen and it did for Jalen Hurts. And they have never done that. I'm not talking about, and maybe they're trying to do this with Odell now, even though he's a little older and he's been hurt. They haven't gone all in and paid what it would really cost to get that guy to take Lamar's next step as a pocket passer.
Well, here's what I
and
would
then they
say.
Hold it against him.
You mentioned just two guys.
Yeah.
You mentioned Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
Right.
What did they do, those executives? And Brandon Bean, he went out and found Stephon Diggs. Okay? He said, you know what? Stephon Diggs is not happy in Minnesota. They want to move him. He wants a new deal. We take that. You know what else happened? Oh, A.J. Brown's not happy in Tennessee. He wants his new money. We take that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, DeAndre Hopkins is not very happy in Houston.
Glad
we want our young quarterback in Kyler Murray that we believe in this system to have a top-flight guy. We're going to go get that guy, and we're going to pay him. That's just three examples.
But you ain't never lied.
It's just three.
Yep.
Now, I could go on and on and on about other guys. I can go on about Devontae Adams. Oh, the Raiders went out and got him. Guess what the Ravens have done? They've yet to get an established veteran receiver established. Yeah, OBJ is on the back end now. But I'm talking about young, Like, if they could have got OBJ when he went to the Giants to Cleveland.
They still haven't done it. They still haven't done it. This is a fake version of what we're talking about.
Yeah, go steal Keenan Allen from the Chargers.
There you go.
Go steal him.
There you go.
Now we talk.
Maybe Austin Eckler while we're talking about it, who's kind of a receiver.
Go steal DK Metcalf. Now we're talking. How should the Jets feel
this morning that Odell ended up with the Ravens? How should Lamar feel? And how do you feel about the fact that, according to Jeremy Fowler, the league doesn't see Lamar oftentimes as even a top 10 quarterback?
What?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Pull my hair out, man.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And now joined by a guy who not only is there a physical resemblance, but there is an audio resemblance, you know, for sure. You have a Biggie Small sound to your voice. There's no two ways about it.
I do.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us, brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere, 24/7. Beacon, always building. Damian looking clean in the crisp white shirt.
You know, I was about to, I'm like, you got a haircut or something.
I did.
I see you. You fresh?
I got to keep it. I mean, not much a man really has to do. Get your haircut every now and then, right? The standards are different for men for some reason.
Women
are required to put a lot of effort in, right? And men are like, can you get your haircut once in a while? Hey, Damian, we've been talking about Lamar a lot because the bombshell on this show in the last half hour or so, Jeremy Fowler came on and said, this is just from him gathering information. It's not his personal opinion. But for him gathering information for years around the league, what he's heard from executives is that the media, people like me, think more of Lamar Jackson than executives do. That people like me think of him generally year in, year out, top 5 to 6 quarterback. Executives see him as half that, top 10 to 12 quarterback. What do you think about that?
Are we really, really, really? Listen, man, put together a top 10 list. Give me 10 quarterbacks that are better than Lamar Jackson. I just put it out there. Give me 10 quarterbacks that's better than Lamar Jackson. I can't think of 10 quarterbacks that's better than Lamar Jackson.
I could have him anywhere from 2 to 7.
Yeah, that's reasonable. But outside the top 10, that's preposterous. And a lot of these executives that's probably been feeding Jeremy Fowler this mess, man, a lot of those guys are probably going to get replaced. Probably, you know, it's a perpetual cycle. It's a perpetual cycle as far as these executives and all those type of things. It's just nonsense. Lamar Jackson is one of the most unique players that we have in our league. And the one thing I'll say is, when Lamar Jackson's on the field with Baltimore, they win.
Almost every game.
They win.
I always thought the objective as a quarterback was to win football games.
It is.
Am I missing something?
No. But, you know, okay. Key, we got to be careful because wins aren't quarterback stat. But when Lamar Jackson's on the field, the Baltimore Ravens win it. What clip? Like almost
75%.
75% of the time they win.
By the way, wins are a quarterback stat.
I was about to say, why is it different because for Lamar than it is other quarterbacks? Or why is it different for Tom Brady than it is other quarterbacks? Because all we talk about is Tom Brady wins.
Always. Key, I'm just throwing out there what everybody be saying, Key. Don't blame the messenger.
No, not at all. Not at all. So how will this signing of OBJ affect the Ravens offensively as well as get closer to a deal potentially getting done for Lamar?
Well, first of all, I got to congratulate OBJ. I mean, the fact that you haven't played in over a year and you get the best free agent contract at wide receiver, man, that's a power move. That's a power move right there, so congratulations to him. But I think also, Key, like, if you're OBJ outside the money, you don't sign with Baltimore not having some type of inkling of what the quarterback situation is going to be with Lamar Jackson being in the fold. I can't see OBJ signing with Baltimore and just not having any clue about Lamar Jackson. I think he knows what the situation is going to be come September.
Even if they outbid everyone by $5 million or more, like, right, couldn't it be a Deshaun Watson thing where it's like, no, I'm good, Cleveland, I'm going to Atlanta. Oh, 230 fully guaranteed, pardon. Like, if everyone else is 8 to 10, and they're like, all right, we're going to have to give
him
15.
I don't think $5 million more is going to change OBJ's lifestyle.
He's very different than me, I'll tell you that much. Hey, Damian Woody, let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know, people tossing around $5 million like it's no big thing. Carson Palmer said that he thinks Joe Burrow's overtaken Patrick Mahomes.
In what world?
Right. Well, but okay. You and me are super high on Joe Burrow.
Oh, no question.
Joe Burrow is that dude. If there was no such thing as Patrick Mahomes, give me Joe Burrow, right? Right. But there is such a thing as Patrick Mahomes. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I think that Carson Palmer, first of all, they played for the same organization. So, you know, that's that part of it. But I think also –
Carson Palmer played for the Bengals.
He played for the Bengals.
So does Burrow, so he's upping his guy.
Correct. But I will say this. I think that Joe Burrow, as a player, you can actually teach the things that Joe Burrow can do.
Maybe.
You can. Like Patrick Mahomes does things outside of the scope of the play that how many people on the planet can do the things that Patrick Mahomes can do? Those things aren't teachable. That's just what makes him a special player.
But isn't Joe Burrow's not only he gets rid of the ball, super diagnosis plays,
right,
but the heart rate, it's a gangster level. No, nothing can change his heart. Can that be learned? There's something about that seems natural to me.
Well, I think that's an intangible that's rare, but I'm just talking about the fundamentals of the quarterback position. He's more, I would say, quote unquote, more relatable as far as Carson Palmer is concerned.
100%.
Right. You know, that's what, to me, meaning that's what it, yeah, that's you. What it's, to me, that's what I see when I hear
Absolutely.
Carson Palmer talks about Joe Burrow in that manner.
You know what I love, though, Keith?
Because Carson Palmer, and that's my Trojan buddy.
Yeah.
He can't do what Patrick Mahomes
Correct.
Is doing.
Right.
It's not, but
Less
he can do, he can do exactly what Joe Burrow's doing. So
right.
It's a little different. And look, is Patrick Mahomes so unique that he's got two Super Bowls, been to three, he's got two MVPs, could have had a third. He's been to, what, five AFC championship
in
games
a row,
or something
in a
weird
row,
like that?
In a row
in
at
a row.
Home.
Like, come on, man. It ain't.
In a row at home. But Joe Burrow
I'll take what he's doing all day long, freelancing, running around. Andy Reid will take it all day long if that's the results in the end.
But listen, as much as the media wanted it to be Josh Allen, as great as when you just the eyeball test, Lamar's been Justin Herbert. Oh, my God, look at that, right? Jalen Hurts just did amazing the first time he really had a chance. There are all these Aaron Rodgers. He was the closest thing to Mahomes. But who is actually duking it out with Mahomes? Who's the guy that's popping him in the regular season that has now split the last two AFC championship
it's
games?
Joe Burrow.
It's Joe Burrow. That's right. Actually the number one contender to Mahomes' title, right?
Absolutely. But, again, I just think that because his game is more similar to Carson Palmer, and I think Carson Palmer looks at it as like, it's the his game can be teachable amongst the masses as opposed to, you know, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Zeus gave Mahomes certain gifts.
Well, hey, man.
The shield and the cloak of invisibility or whatever. It's like Clash of the Titans.
The parents got to get their DNA right. That's all that is.
That's unbelievable. And then on top of that, he's got that, you know, his dad who pitched in the majors.
Absolutely.
The way he says the name Joe Burrow, I'm addicted to it. I got to keep hearing him say Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. You say I'm smoking that Burrow pack.
Joe Burrow. But though, yeah, all right. Listen, that is Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen. You can see him across ESPN platforms as the hit show. This just in, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Handsome host.
There it is. Are there 10 quarterbacks better than Lamar Jackson? Are there even 5 quarterbacks better than Lamar Jackson?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Key, Jeremy Fowler was on this show in the last hour, about 40 minutes ago, and he dropped a bombshell, in my opinion. He said that talking to executives for years now, not just this is something new, he talked to two guys, but this is Jeremy doing his job, which he does very well, and talking to... He said that executives feel that the media overrates Lamar Jackson, that the media generally has him top half dozen, elite, and the executives have him 10 to 12. Media 5 to 6, executives 10 to 12. So there's a little disconnect there, and that's why his market isn't hotter, right? I believe, you can't prove it, I think there's collusion going on. I think Deshaun Watson got 230, fully guaranteed. Owner said, but we'll see. Maybe there's some of both. Ready for this? I'm going to give you a list, Key. I'm going to give you my one to Lamar Jackson, but I'm going to give you two lists. The first one is one to Lamar Jackson. I take everything into account, okay, including health, recent injuries, everything. And The second list is assuming health. I'm going to start with my first list, one to Lamar Jackson. Ready? This is my list, Key.
I didn't say it
was. I would take. Number one, Patrick Mahomes.
Duh.
Number two, Joe Burrow. Number three, Jalen Hurts. That's right. I don't need to see 6 seasons of it. I saw what I needed to see. He had an all-time great Super Bowl performance and an all-time great season, right? I have Hurts third. Justin Herbert. Well, he just lost a playoff game. Yep, all that stuff's true. I'm talking about my eyeball test. Give me that, dude. Number 5, Josh Allen. Number 6, Lamar Jackson. Because, you know, he's missed like 5 games each of the last 2 seasons. It's a lot of games to miss. I can't put him over those guys who've been available. But let me give you my other list, assuming health, okay? One to Lamar Jackson. One, Patrick Mahomes. Two, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, when he's healthy, is better than everyone except for Patrick Mahomes. His team wins more. He had even in this past season, he had a fourth quarter lead in every game he played. And his team was no good without him. So the other thing, Key, is like, if you play traditional football, you're never going to match Patrick Mahomes. He's better at it, right? Lamar Jackson has kind of an asymmetrical strategy here. He's doing something different than everyone else. But his influence over the outcome of a single game is greater than anyone, maybe even Patrick Mahomes. So if you count in health, I have him sixth. If you say, just tell me they're all healthy, I have him two to Mahomes. Where are you?
Well, if he's healthy, he's probably in that top four category for me. Because, see, I still rock with Aaron Rodgers. That's just me.
Yeah, I'd have him seven.
Yeah, well, it's my list, Max.
Yeah.
So I still like Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. But when I look at Patrick Mahomes, he does it different. When I look at Aaron Rodgers, he does it different. When I look at Lamar Jackson, he does it different. This notion that you have to have a certain style to be effective as an NFL starting quarterback, this is not 1968. Everybody doesn't have to be 6'4" and drop back and pat the ball and ha, ha, ha. No, everybody does it different. And this is why Lamar slipped in the draft and Ozzie Newsome grabbed him. All he's done was go to the playoffs, learn how to win a playoff game, learn how to win divisions, become a better quarterback in an offense that I wouldn't have wanted to play in as a receiver. Ain't no way in hell I wanted to play for Greg Roman in a run first,
you did perfect
only
in that
offense.
By the way, you'd be the perfect receiver,
perfect
big target
receiver for them. Yeah,
you
right.
Block, big target. Yes, yeah,
and I wouldn't have gone. I'd have said no, thank you. And so, in the end, when you look at Lamar Jackson and his ability, look no further than Louisville when he was the starting quarterback in that offense, and then look at Greg Roman's offense, and say to yourself, well, these executives don't believe that he is a top 10 quarterback in the National Football League. Well, what's a top 10 quarterback? What does he need to do? He needs to make the throw on 3rd and 25? Like, what are you asking for him
like
to do?
I'd like him to be 6'4", long blonde hair. I'd like him to be a family man. Want him to stand statuesque
in the pocket. I think he's 6'2". I think he's a family man. Mm-hmm. His mother handles his business affairs.
Could he dye his hair blonde?
I don't think he needs to dye his hair blonde.
I would prefer it. My rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
But it makes me so angry when I hear executives with their opinions that don't know nothing. These
what
dudes
about
don't
when you hear
nothing.
From callers? Does it make you angry when you hear from callers?
Because they listening to these damn executives that don't know anything.
Let's hear what Kevin in California has to say. You're on KJM, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How's it going?
How you doing, Kevin?
So what I wanted to say was I'm kind of in agreement with you guys. I think that Jeremy Fowler is talking to guys that are probably being told from a PR standpoint, from management, what to say.
No, but he's saying he's been talking to these people for years. He said this is not a new phenomenon.
He did say years, but I'm talking about the collusion aspect.
Uh-huh.
And for them to not be complicit with that, you know, they rank him a lot worse than he really is. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Odell, he's probably projected as what, like the 40th best receiver? And yet his value was like three times what a 40th best receiver would get.
Kevin brings up some good points, Key. I'll say something else, and we can get into this coming up. Muhammad Ali used to do everything wrong, Key. So held his left hand low, leaned straight back from punches. Everything wrong. Never threw a body shot, except, you know, it came out right in the end. And that's what you're saying. You don't care about the technique and everything. That's a means to an end. Win the damn game. The dude wins more than just about anyone else. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, much more of this coming up. ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.